Count on Johnny to change the subject. "Hey, who wants to come over and play some table tennis?" he asked. "Anything to not do homework," said Kelly. "Yeah," said Julie, "but we've got so much tonight."
"Don't remind me," said Mindy.
"What's with that English assignment? Who wants to write about a career? I have no clue what I want to do."
"You mean when you grow up?" Johnny laughed. "Of course one of us knows what she wants to do. Right, Miss I'm Gonna See the World travel agent?"
"Shut up, Johnny," Julie laughed and punched him on the arm. But it was true. Julie did want to travel.
"I know what I'd choose," said Mindy. "Fashion police. I mean, hello, did you see the jeans Cynthia Brown had on today?"
Julie pretended to laugh with the others, but really, who cared what kind of jeans you wore?
Chapter 4. Can Julie Still Be a Friend?
Julie came home after school and dumped her backpack in the kitchen. It was 2 weeks after the geography quiz. Good thing her mom worked at home. She really needed to talk to her. She kicked off her soggy sneakers, damp from the rain, and peeked into the sewing room.
"Mom," she called.
A pile of maroon velvet turned her way.
"Over here."
Julie's mother unwrapped herself from the fabric.
"Working on the Stedman's drapes, which I said would be ready tomorrow. But it's about time for a break. Want a snack?"
In the kitchen, they found Julie's brother, Jackson, staring into the open fridge.
"Don't you have some college entrance exams to study for or something?" Julie snapped.
"My, aren't we testy today," said Jackson.
No pun intended.